Blog Talk Radio.
Your normally scheduled broadcast has now been canceled. Please stand by for this important announcement. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild, hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts, hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, also hailing from parts unknown, he just may be the great Canadian Sasquatch, it's Crispy! The studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and we welcome you to the show. And my trusty sidekick, Crispy, I think he's hanging in there. The man is sick, but hey, he's a trooper. Crispy, you're hanging in there?
Yo, 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 what it be, G.I.? Wiki, wiki, whack?
For a sick man, you sound pretty good. I thought I was going to fly solo tonight. You know what? I was going to play both parts tonight. I already have it figured out what I was going to say whenever I ask a question. I already have it all worked out. I was going to say, awesome, interesting, sweet.
You forgot, bro. Hey, bro. Nice, bro.
Hey, bro. How are you doing in Florida?
I'm good. It's starting to warm up here. The humidity hasn't quite caught up to the temperature, but it will be there next week. But, yeah, it's a beautiful night tonight. It's pretty nice outside.
Well, I understand you got one headphone on and one headphone off, and you got an earache. So I'm going to go easy on you tonight. I'm not going to throw you under the bus too many times.
Okay. Awesome. You can drag me behind the bus instead. I'll wear a helmet.
Well, I wanted to welcome everybody to the show. This is our Friday night Grills Gone Wild show, where we usually talk about food and barbecue and chefs and all kinds of stuff on Saturdays. But our Friday show is dedicated to bringing in talent, singing talent, comedians, etc., and just kind of turn it loose and a break from the monotony of the food show. And we're going to have a really good guest on tonight. These guys are really interesting from Memphis. They're called the Robo Drum, and I think everybody who's listening will be pretty impressed with their music. It's a unique kind of, I would call it a blues kind of modern mix. But before we meet with our guest, I got to do a little work here, and got to mention our sponsor, High Roller Spirits. They're helping to promote our show, and we really appreciate them coming on board as a sponsor for us. And it's exciting to have a sponsor, and it's also exciting to have vodka to drink. So I'm going to zip over and play one of their ads, and we'll come back here shortly and meet with our guests.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
And there you go. Yes, definitely check out High Roller Vodka and High Roller Spirits. They also have a website address, which is Sweet Potato Vodka. You know what? Probably, Crispy, you could use some of that sweet potato vodka for your earache. I understand vodka is good if you drip it in the ear.
Is it? I never heard that before, but I'll give it a shot. You never know.
Hey, I don't know if it's true or not, but, hey, it sounds good to me. I'm going to bring on our guest here shortly, but I figure what I'll do is to play one of their songs. The guest we've got is called the Robo Drum, and like I said earlier, it's a very interesting kind of a bluesy modern mix of songs. And have you listened to any of their music, Crispy?
No, I haven't. So I'm kind of excited to hear this because I like blues, and I know you like blues too.
Yeah, it's kind of a bluesy, modern kind of a music, and if you can tell, I'm trying to stall for time because my computer's not working here correctly, so to get one of their songs up here.
Uh-oh.
But I want to play one of their songs. Well, it's not a blues song. It's kind of a song everybody will probably know when they hear the song, but it's called Melt With You, but it's kind of a new rendition of Melt With You that I think is pretty cool. So here you go. This is the Robo Drum. When we come back, we'll bring on Dusty from the Robo Drum and have a little conversation about him and his band.
With
And there you go. That's the RoboDrum. And I think if we get everything working here right, we've got Dusty from the RoboDrum. Dusty, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
We are doing fantastic. The weather is perfect 2 hours from you, where you are.
Well, you're in Memphis, Tennessee, right?
We're in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is the Memphis, Tennessee area. You're in Los Angeles?
Well, I'm in San Diego, which is a stone throw from Los Angeles. But, yeah, we're close enough. And Crispy, he's way out there in Orlando. So you're talking coast to coast on Blog Talk Radio.
That's cool. Our record label is from Orlando, Melodic Revolution Records. And and we were just in Los Angeles. We were in Hollywood, to be exact, just a few weeks ago for the Music Awards.
All right.
Oh, sweet.
Well, tell us a little about you know, I was reading a little bit about your bio and looking at your website and listening to some of your music. And tell us a little bit about how you guys got started and who's in your band and kind of the background of how you got started in your actual music itself.
First of all, let's go ahead and disclose that we are a drummerless band, hence the name RoboDrum.
Okay.
Our drummer is literally a little machine that, you know, we program and I kick around with my feet on stage because drummers, well, who needs them?
A drummer could be kind of a stick in the mud, right?
boom, boom.
Ba-dum-boom.
Well, literally, all they really do is keep time, but it really started out of necessity because it started just as a solo loop project. You know, if you're familiar with loop performers, that's what I was doing when I was a solo performer. And my loop pedal had more than one input, so I put a drum machine on the other input, so I then had a drummer and my guitar and, you know, my vocals all in going into the loop pedal. So it started out as a solo project and just kind of grew from there. It really started out to be something to showcase the guitar, and you can probably tell that from even our current music.
Right.
You know, years later, we're still doing music that's heavy on the guitar, but I added another singer because I can't sing very well.
Well, that last song we just played, I imagine that the female voice is not yours, right?
It was me. I had a cold, so I think female singers just get a little bit more attention. But especially in this area, because everybody and their grandmother has a band these days, and especially every guy who is over 12 has a band these days.
Right.
So, but there aren't that many female singers, and when you do find them, they stick in your mind. Have you ever heard a female singer? I mean, aside from one that you knew that was really bad, like on American Idol or something. Have you ever heard a female singer and said, "Wow, that's not good"?
No, I can't. Actually, that's true. I guess it's they all have the female voice kind of has an attraction to us men folks.
I don't know. I usually dress up in drag and sing like a girl, and that turns out super awesome.
That would be really, really dangerous. One of the festivals that we did in 2011, just a few months ago, was the largest festival in the United States. 300,000 people in attendance. The festival, here's the thing, it's called the Atlanta Pride Festival. And it's a
fantastic
one. And that's the thing. It's the Atlanta Pride Festival.
Oh, okay.
It's a wonderfully fun festival, but it is a gay pride festival. So,
well, hey, Crispy, was that where you were at when you were doing that?
Well, you know, the big 6'4" guy with a beard and high heels and a little tutu. Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
We saw some of that. It was kind of scary. There's a story to that. As we were on our way, we were in the van, he- headed to Atlanta Pride, and I had just told Annalise, our singer, I had told her, you know, the full details about it. But the rappers, I had two rappers at that time. The rappers I had not, I just told them we were going to do a big festival in Atlanta. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So they get in the van, and we get to about Birmingham, and then I let the cat out of the bag. Oh, by the way, guys, this is a gay pride festival. You're going to see some real crazy stuff today, and we did.
Nice.
I said, you know, let's not tell them until they don't have a choice. Let's not give them a chance to back out.
Well, were you a big hit at the Pride parade?
Actually, it was fantastic. We didn't do the parade. We wrapped up. We were the last performers on the Coca-Cola stage.
Okay.
I'm sorry, last performers on the Bud Light stage. Because they have two different music stages. It's that big. We did see, we got there early enough, though, to see when the parade finished and everybody started streaming into the festival.
Right.
And it was like a tsunami, a big pink tsunami coming at you. I mean, 300,000 people who have just been drinking and partying on the streets of Atlanta, all coming at you like a giant fairy wall. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
This is so funny when you have these radio interviews, you never know where it's going to go. But
I don't even know how we got on this. I don't know.
You just started it, and we're just following. But
somebody was talking about singing and drag. No, I was afraid to do that.
It was all Crispy's fault.
We always get to that. This is one of those, you know, when you perform a lot, your family, your wife, they sometimes don't want to make those kind of festivals. They sometimes say, well, just have a good time. On this one, I was like, no, you're coming with me. You're coming with me, and you're holding my hand the entire time. So I brought my wife to be sure. But it was fantastic. I got to tell you, it was the biggest thing I've ever done.
Well, I think 300,000 people, that's a pretty big turnout anyway.
Oh, it's huge. And I think because Atlanta Pride has become such a success that other cities are trying to do Pride festivals as well. I think Phoenix has done one. But, you know, the original always seems to be the best. And Atlanta Pride's been doing this for a long time. We look forward to I'm really hoping we get a chance to go back for 2012. It was that good. It was that awesome.
Well, let me ask a couple of questions. So you had the one man band, and I kind of pictured the one man band with the big bass drum behind you and the bells on your feet and all that. And then from there, you went from a robo drum to an actual band with a female singer and a rapper.
Yeah.
How'd that all come back, and when did that all come together?
It's been a growing process. I don't know. I think what happened is I had another guy who was a fantastic singer with me at first, and we were a duo. In fact, in 2010, we won the International Music Festival Duo of the Year.
Oh, really?
His name was Seon Ferris, but he moved, and I had to replace him, so I decided to replace him with a girl, and that... I asked her one day, I wanted this particular CD to be more modern because I think that music has just kind of been stuck in the same rut for a long time.
Right.
Especially live performing bands. A lot of the bands that you see, mainly in bars, but not our type, not festival type bands, but you can pretty much rest assured, I don't know about your area, but in this area, you can pretty much rest assured that you're going to hear Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man and Tom Petty's Last Dance with Mary Jane, that kind of stuff the whole time. Not that those are not good songs. They are 50 years ago, when the artist themselves was doing it, it needs to get a rest. So it's time. I just thought it was time to modernize it. So we modernized the sound, added a whole bunch of bass. In other words, we mixed. I decided it started as a studio project, really, when I started playing with sound and just kind of mixed bluesy type sound with modern dance music, and not anything light either. We're not talking like Madonna. We're talking like rap and dubstep, and really, really, it's time to come into the 21st century.
Well, you got kind of that you got kind of a techno sound combined with kind of a bluesy rock sound. And now this song that we just talked about earlier this evening, the Big Bad Wolf. Now, is that an original song or is that an older song that you've modified?
That's a concept I've heard. I've heard 50 different versions of that concept since I was born. People doing, you know, versions of a Big Bad Wolf type song. And I've liked them all, and that's just always appealed to me. That particular song, my God, we could go on about 30 minutes about the creation and that particular song. That song has got a heck of a story behind it.
Why don't we do this? I'll play it, and maybe you come back and tell us a little background on it, and we'll let Crispy go take off his pink high heels and take off his boa. In the meantime,
yes, I have to release myself from my boxer thongs. Remember that.
Boxer thongs.
Yes, they're boxer in the front, thong in the back, kind of like a mullet.
Man.
Yes, well, they're awesome.
I guess that's better than boxer in the back and thong in the front.
Thong in the front.
Yeah, that would hurt.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Big Bad Wolf. And then we'll come back, and you can tell us a little bit of background about the song and let him go take off his boxer thongs. Here we go. This is the Big Bad Wolf, and this is the Rover Drum.
Here comes the Big Bad Wolf.
Thank you.
And that was the Robodrome and the Big Bad Wolf and the Blow Your House Down. That, so what's the background on that song, Dusty?
All right, first let's, here we go. First let's start with the speaking voice, not the singing voice that you hear on that song.
Okay.
That is Samantha Locklear. She's from Phoenix, but she was originally the Apple iPhone girl. And when Apple iPhone first came out, one of the most popular apps was an app called the Pocket Girlfriend. She did the voice for that too, which was really cool because literally.
Wait, whoa. A pocket? Yes. Crispy, you got one of those, don't you?
I don't. I have an Android, but
a pocket girlfriend is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I got a blow up girlfriend and one that has no legs, but you know that's another story.
The pocket girlfriend, the original pocket girlfriend app, was so controversial. It did exactly that kind of thing. I mean, if you shook your phone, it would talk to you. She'd say, ooh, that tickles. She'd say stuff to you and things like that. But it was so controversial that it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was the very first iPhone app to be banned.
Really?
So they took it off. But they put a new one up. But now the story of the song itself. The song itself is really... And you got to go back and really listen to the words of it.
Uh-huh.
Every musician in every town, no matter how accomplished they are, feels completely unaccomplished in their own hometown. Well, that's not entirely true. The successful musicians can't sell a ticket in their own hometown.
Okay.
But they can tour everywhere else. You'll never see Aerosmith in Boston because that's where you can see Aerosmith in Boston every day.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
It is just kind of a statement, an overall statement on the local music scene here, and I think that every single musician can probably, you know, relate to it.
In other words, you just get too dirty in your own sandbox.
That's one way of putting it.
That's interesting.
I heard somebody else put it a different way. I think they said something about a preacher. Some kind of a, I think it's about a preacher who preaches at revivals. I can't say the preacher. I don't know. You don't get as much respect in your own hometown, but that's the whole point.
Gotcha.
That's one of the reasons why we tour nationally, but we don't play here in Tupelo.
Okay.
Now, here's the fun part of that song. And the song itself is, you know, it's Memphis funk, and you can hear that. You can clearly, you know, it's clearly a mix of funk and hip hop and, you know, a lot of different things. But what we're doing for this song is an entirely different way of making a music video. This is, you know, we've done some music videos before, and we're in the production with another one right now. It's kind of very serious. In fact, we had to shoot some of it in the desert. We shot some of it out there in L.A. on the beaches in performance video. But this one is a completely different idea.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're doing a contest, and I wasn't sure how all of this would go until this week, where we are accepting submissions of video clips based around that song. We want to see the craziest people on the entire Internet.
Oh.
All combined into this one video, and somehow they have to work this song into it. And we are getting some crazy, insane, some of it I can't even talk about. One guy was had his hand, he sent these hand puppets, where you draw a face on your fingers and you make your thumb do the mouth.
Right.
His hand puppets were doing the singing of this song. One guy dressed up in a blue man suit and sent that in. One girl, I'm not going to tell you what she did, but I'm not putting that one in the final video. Anyway,
Well, I mean, are the people entering these things on your website? We didn't mention your website, which is robodrum.com, but are they actually able to go to your website and then post these videos that go along with the song?
What they're doing is they're sending it directly to the email, which is contest@robodrum.com.
Okay.
Okay. We even got something from two videos from Indonesia yesterday, some of which we've already posted, where these boys are dressed up like, I don't know what they're dressed up as, but they have tails. And they're just doing this dance, and they're holding these signs that say RoboDrum, and at the end you can barely understand them, but they're saying, RoboDrum! This thing has taken a life of its own. What had turned out to be just a stupid little fun project is turning into one of the craziest video projects I've ever seen.
So the contest is people will take the song and make their own homemade video to go along with the song, and the winner will then, you'll actually use that as the video for...
No, we're going to use a bunch of them.
Mix them together, okay.
Yeah, the whole thing is going to be all mixed together. We'll probably have 30 or 40 different video clips of 30 or 40 of the craziest, most insane people on the Internet. Insane people on the Internet on that video.
But, you know, right now my sidekick, Crispy, is over there in Florida. He's not saying a whole lot because I can hear his gears turning in his head. Don't be surprised.
Yes.
Get a bald-headed guy with a beard dressed in pink high heels and a boa sending you a video in the next 24 hours.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's going to top the most bizarre things that we've gotten yet. It really is fantastic. I'm going to keep this contest going for probably, well, as much as I possibly can until the submissions start to, you know, dwindle. We're going to splice all these together, and the video is going to be all amateur shot video. The only time we're going to bring our director in is at the very beginning of the video, at the very end of the video, where we say, these are the craziest people on the Internet. And then at the end we say, there's the craziest people on the Internet.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I noticed that looking at your website, you've almost got a cult following of people that are like doing things for you on your website. It's kind of interesting. Anybody who hasn't checked it out should check it out. But you almost got like a cult following of fans.
Oh yeah, yeah. They send stuff in from all over the place. We got signs, a lot of that. Holding up signs saying I love the RoboDrum. We had somebody send one from an airplane. I didn't tell you the coolest part. I probably should keep my mouth shut about this, but it's very possible, and at this moment it looks very, very likely that Peter Griffin and Cleveland and Stewie are going to close out this video.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
As Crispy says, interesting.
Interesting.
Well, as far as the band goes, Dusty, what is your plans upcoming the next two or three months as far as CDs and appearances?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of the stuff that you're playing tonight is brand new stuff from a CD that has not been released yet and was already supposed to. We told our record company last year that our release date for this particular CD was going to be the beginning of March. Well, we missed that deadline, obviously. So we're still working on a few songs, so we have moved that to, I think it's May 5th, is going to be the release date of the new CD. Our old stuff, you can go anywhere on the planet and get it, any record store, anywhere on the world. If they don't have it, you can have them order it, or Amazon or iTunes or any of that. The new stuff, some of the stuff that you're playing tonight is pretty much almost exclusive to you because it has not been, you know, released yet. So your listeners are among the first to actually hear it broadcast.
Well, how many actually CDs do you have right now that are actually out there?
Well, with Melodic Revolution Records, we only have the one from last year. But I did two more before that, that if anybody anywhere on the planet happens to buy from any record store, I promise you, if you take it outside and burn it, I will send you two copies of a new CD. I don't want anybody hearing the older stuff. It's crap.
Okay.
it's crap.
So there's a promo. Go buy my old stuff, and then I'll send you two. I'll burn it, and I'll send you the new one.
I'm actually very serious. One of my old friends picked one up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at T-Bone Records. That's a record store down near the coast. And I made her promise me, you know, please get rid of that CD. I promise you I will send you a copy of Guitar Czar, which was the one that I had right before Melodic Revolution Records signed me, and then I'll send you a copy of String Theory. And I sent her a copy of both, and to the best of my knowledge, she went out and burned it. But you can also find our stuff on other, you know, we've been on some compilation CDs too. For example, in 2011, I won the Gods of Indie Guitar Contest. I was not the overall winner, but I was the category winner with a blues instrumental that I had done.
Okay.
And I was the bronze winner overall with a very hard rock instrumental guitar-driven song that was on our String Theory CD. In fact, it's the song String Theory itself. That's one of the Gods of Indie Guitar. Also available Amazon, iTunes, or whatever.
What's the plan for the band itself as far as appearances, concerts, etc.?
Well, we're in the middle of the Hard Rock. We're in the middle of the Hard Rock Rising. Hard Rock Rising competition to eventually tour with Springsteen in London.
Okay.
But we're going to do a Hard Rock tour for a little while, and then do our usual. Festival season, which includes Six Flags. I think we have. I'm trying to think. We have a very big festival. We've got a kind of a weird horse riding festival, where a bunch of rodeo people and horse riders get together, and then at night they have music after their trail rides and horse stuff. That festival is coming up on the 29th in a place called Pontotoc, Mississippi. And then
I'm noticing on your website here, you've actually got a list of where you're going to be located on your website.
That list is probably nowhere near complete. We really should do a better job of our internet of keeping up with our website.
Coming to Orlando?
That's a really, really good question. Last time we were anywhere near Orlando. We did Central Florida Music Festival last year in Tampa. We won the MTV the Shredder Live competition. We did the full thing. We had to go up to New York and did the MTV appearance, and then we went down all the way down the East Coast and ended up in Tampa. And we only had about 36 hours to do it. So it was a lot of 5-hour energy drink on that trip.
Oh, I bet. Holy crap.
Well, believe it or not, guys, we've actually close to running out of time here. And what I'm going to do, Dusty, I know 45 minutes flies by when you're having fun. But what I'll do is when we sign off here briefly, we'll play one of your songs. I'll let you pick. You tell me which one we should play. We got Feel It in the Air and In Between left on the deal here. Which ones would you want us to play when we close out?
Well, let's say In Between is a really good song. That's the one that was on the alternative rock chart. I'm sorry, the modern rock chart for 2 months. However, it's just not fun. It's kind of dark. Let's do Feel It in the Air, if you're okay with that. That one keeps kind of up to date, and it still gets that rapper some exposure too. And everybody will recognize the hook on that one, so you can sing along wherever you are.
Yeah, everybody will recognize this song. Well, we do appreciate you coming on the show, and keep us posted when you bring out some new music, and keep us posted on some of the adventures you've got, and like to have you come on sometime in the future.
Absolutely. And by the way, we love food.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to ask you that since this is a food show. Do you do any barbecuing, or our slogan is if you can boil a hot dog or toast bread, you can fit on our show. Do you do any of those or anything else?
You're not supposed to boil the bread.
That works that, too.
I got that backwards, man. Jeez. I'm going to have to work on that. I promise you I'll work on that.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by.
You don't want to know what we eat in the van. When we're on the road, you don't want to know what we eat. Oh, it's worse than that. So, yeah, the corn dogs, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
I'm glad we had fun.
All right. Thank you. Take care. And there you go, everybody. Check out the RoboDrum. You can go to their website, RoboDrum.com. And, Crispy, we made it. The 45 minutes just flies by on Friday nights. Did you have any words of wisdom?
That was crazy fast. Crazy fast. No, I'm not drinking. I'm just in pain. Interesting. Bro.
Well,
sweet.
I will. Sweet, interesting, and awesome. I'll mention that tomorrow morning at 8:30. Don't forget, we have our normal foodie show, and we've got all kinds of people coming on. We got the Vegas Report. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be taste tests going on with whiskey. We got green beer. We got Scott and Dee Pearson coming on doing fusion cooking. And then we've got a singer coming on tomorrow who's kind of a country music type of singer. So tomorrow's our 8:30 morning show. Tune in to that. And as we sign off here, did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
No, tomorrow's show is action-packed. Oh, yeah.
Everybody, have a good evening, and thank you for tuning into our show tonight. And everybody have a nice one, and see you in the morning. And this is RoboDrum, feel it in the air.
need a noise from Miami to Japan. The critters all say,
got no drummer in your band.
That ain't gonna be the beat of the back of my hand. We're doing what we wanna do, we having some fun. Look at the chart, boy, we see number one. Party over here, party over there. Crank it up, crank it up, if you